1212 WGN Radio, Wintrust Business Lunch. By the way, maybe this is kind of a business story. Maybe we'll talk more about this next week. One of my friends just sent me a note and said, hey, John, I just got $397, the check from Facebook. Yeah, remember that? I got a $397 check today from Facebook for the Facebook biometric information privacy litigation class action settlement. Boy, we talked about that on this radio station a lot. Nobody's ever told me they got the check. It actually came in the mail, huh? How about that? I guess a lot of you are getting that check today or sometime soon. Well, let's talk with John Beaver right now, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. He's a registered investment advisory firm and regional principal with Royal Alliance Associates. Let me start with this, John. We talk about the recession, and maybe we are in one, but are all recessions the same? Is this one going to be worse or not as bad as some in the past? What's your read on that?
So if we're in one right now, I don't think it's going to be nearly as bad as those in the past. We certainly have one coming. There's always another recession. When the next one comes, nobody knows for sure. My guess is next year. I think this is just a temporary little blip we're in right now. But I don't think it's going to be as bad. We're still in the early stages of the ramp-up of inflation, and usually the bad recessions come when we have persistently high inflation. And I don't see that for a decade yet. So I think that the next one will be fairly mild.
Do you think that we've peaked for the time being on the index on inflation?
It looks like it. CPI this month came in, or for last month actually came in at 0.3%, which is the lowest in 8 months. The PPI came in at 0.5% for the month of April, and that's now at a four-month low. So that's good. We were running over 1% per month on the PPI. Today, import prices came in unchanged. So I think the worst may be over for right now, generally speaking, but certainly not in food or energy.
Why do you think it's going to get worse then down the road?
So there's this phenomenon that when inflation starts to heat up, it moves back and forth very high, then drops really low, then high, then low, and then kind of settle in, and then we kind of get this persistent rise. And with all of the government spending, with all the debt that's out there, it's somewhat inevitable that we're going to have some inflation. The government wants inflation. They need inflation because that's partly how they bail out their debt. And it's really tough to manage that. The Federal Reserve has shown in history, at least, that they haven't been really good at managing this process. So I think we're going to go into an inflationary cycle here that could last a couple of decades. And it's important for investors to kind of set their mindset. Now, having said that, we're not going to be sitting here at 8% inflation year after year. It will be volatile. We may see a couple of years of actual deflation or close to zero as we're working through this process. But in terms of the persistent inflation that we saw in the 1970s, that may still be 5 to 10 years out, but I think we will see that period.
What do you think about energy costs?
Going up, and that's because supply issues. We just do not have enough supply. We're still using a lot, over 100 million barrels a day. That demand is going to continue to increase. So until we can significantly increase supply, whether that be through some change in Russia, which I don't see right now, or we get some more supply in the market, we're going to have higher prices ahead. And, of course, then that affects food because a lot of the input cost on food is energy.
I'm going to ask you about housing. I'm going to ask you about investing in a minute. Stay right there. John Beaver, this is WGN Radio. Let's also update you on the markets right now. Bob Kessler, where are we? Find new roads. We're talking to John Beaver. John, what are you seeing about the housing index right now and prices? I wonder how these escalating numbers are going to affect that.
Yeah, so there's two major inputs that we look at with housing. The first is supply and demand, and the other one is the rates. So let's talk about rates first because that's obviously in the news. You know, going back to the recession question, there have been 14 rate hike cycles that the Fed has taken us through since World War II. 11 of those ended in a recession. The Fed is so far behind the curve here, they have to raise rates so much, I don't see how we can avoid a recession. That is going to have some effect on housing. As the rates go up, obviously, that makes houses less affordable because the mortgage rates are higher. Think about this. Mortgage rates have doubled in the last year and a half. And that's just really difficult on first-time home buyers. And, in fact, I was just talking with a client the other day. They were going to downsize for retirement. They've decided, you know what, we're going to take a mortgage in retirement. We're just going to wait because we're at 2.75% right now. We don't want to go to 5.75%. So it's starting to affect investor behavior. So that's on the rate side. Now, on the supply and demand side, we are way behind in building. It's estimated that we're about 5 million units short at this point in time. Hmm. And it's been about 15 years now that we've been running on the short side, not building enough, and it's really catching up at this point in time. You know, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, we were building about 1.5 million units a year. And the last 10, 15 years, we've been only building about 500,000. So that's why we're so short right now. So the demand is going to stay here for quite a while because we're so short. We've got the millennials still forming households. And also with people coming across the border, you bring 2 million across the border every year, that they need places to live too. So there's a lot of demand here. The interesting thing is this is pretty similar to post-World War II, and so we have some clues there that and demand doesn't go away. It may subside if these rates get really high, but eventually the rates will settle in. In fact, I think the mortgage rates are actually a little ahead of themselves at this point in time in anticipation of the Fed continuing to raise rates. But mortgage rates key off of the 10-year Treasury. So if you're looking to get a mortgage, it's the 10-year Treasury rate that you want to keep your eye on.
Maybe people should invest in home building companies.
I think they'll be in business for quite a while with the demand that's going to be there. At least, you know, this is all in my opinion. And we're even short on the multifamily housing, too. You know, it's not just houses, it's also apartments. We have been really short building that for quite a while. Suddenly, just in the last year, we're really starting to pick up that pace by about 200,000 extra units a year, which is good, but that's not nearly enough.
I forget who it was. Somebody was on this show earlier this week, and they were saying if you're thinking stocks and bonds aren't complementing each other, so where do you go? Is there any kind of safe haven? And they said if it was real estate, it would be in those great big warehouses. I drove by the Granger warehouse near Manuka the other day, and I don't think I've ever seen a bigger building in my life. And I thought, those things probably cost a lot. I know they're empty buildings. You know, I mean, it's a warehouse, but it would seem to me like there is some investment opportunity there. I don't know what you do, how you capture that, but that sector of the market is intriguing. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, there are real estate investment trusts that do focus on industrial, and that is something that someone could certainly look at. And, you know, you go north on 94 and just take a look at what Uline has done just in this area. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, do you have any other areas that you think people should think about when they watch their 401ks dwindle?
So one more thing on housing. It now takes about 8 years' worth of income to buy a house. And just, you know, 15 years ago or so, it was about the same when we were at the high just before the financial crisis in 2006. But between 2006 and now, it dropped down to about 5 years of income to buy a house. That just kind of puts it in perspective. We're back to affordability where we were in 2006. We don't know what that means in terms of the future. Our price is going to continue to push up. But rents are inflation protection. So buying a home for rent or getting into the real estate market right now might not be a bad way to go because of that rental protection that gives you inflation protection.
I think a lot of us are doing the math in our heads right now, John. You said 8 years, so if you're average right now, if you make $50,000 a year, you're probably trying to buy a $400,000 house, or the house is costing you $400,000. Is that what you're saying?
The one that you would be looking at, yeah, the one that you would be looking at would cost you that number, correct. Right?
And is that a reflection? And is that a reflection of rising home prices or lower pay? People are getting paid more these days, right?
Yeah, people are getting paid more. So far, wages are not keeping pace with inflation in this next cycle here. We are lagging a little bit, but it's two things on the input side. It's the price, which is going up quite dramatically because of excess demand, but also the mortgage rates are going up, which pushes up your monthly payment. That's how people think about buying a house, is the monthly payment.
Yeah. I'm out of time.
So stocks and bonds are another question.
I'm out of time now. We'll have to pick it up here next time, John. Thank you for your help today.
You bet.
John Beaver is the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. Okay, it's 1226. WGN Radio News is next.